This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons. We've spent the bulk of the first couple hours talking about the Boston Red Sox and their failure to land a big bat to this point in the offseason. Schwarber's in Philly, Alonso's in Baltimore, and the Red Sox need to pivot. But now we're going to pivot to the big football game Sunday afternoon, a 1 o'clock game. We're seeing this more and more. Last week, we had a 1 o'clock Bills-Bengals that everybody wanted to watch. Now we got 1 o'clock Drake May-Josh Allen that everybody wants.
It's a great game last Sunday.
A little 1 o'clock football. Doesn't always have to be in prime time to be a good game. So the Buffalo Bills, they need to win to stop the Patriots from winning the division. Very simply, your New England Patriots win the division, which means, obviously, you also get a playoff berth, clinch a playoff berth if you win on Sunday. The Patriots already beat the Bills earlier this year in Buffalo. So, Ted Johnson, you were hot on this. You think this is a big football game. You wanted to get the ball rolling on sort of previewing and building up to this big game. I say Buffalo Bills. Where do you want to start? What is this game about?
Well, I think what we got to do is, this game's, the stakes are, you know, obviously you just laid it out. You know, the Patriots win, they are in. And I think they've kind of put the fan base of the Bills kind of in a place where they're going to be a lot of questions going into the offseason. You thought, the radio hosts in Buffalo last summer were upset by what they did in the offseason or inaction that occurred in the offseason. Wait till this offseason comes. So it's going to be a lot of pressure on that franchise if they lose to the Patriots to vastly improve, question whether or not they want to go forward with that head coach or not anymore. Sean McDermott's been kind of, on the hot seat for a while now. This would be something, a lot of it. And look, if they get in the playoffs and they make a run, then and that's all for naught. But losing to the Patriots just from a optical standpoint would be very, very bad for that franchise. So that's that. I think it's important to go back and look at the previous game. So the Buffalo Bills were 4-0 when they played the Patriots in Week 5. The Patriots, at that point, I think were 2-2, I believe. They had lost.
Sounds right.
To the Steelers and to the Raiders at that point.
Yes, sir.
If you remember, the Patriots, it was a close game. It was a 52-yard field goal that cinched the game, 23-20. But yet the Bills had 3 turnovers in that game to the Patriots 1. So the Patriots were +2 in turnover margin. James Cook had a good game. I'd say the running game for the Bills, which is still the number one rushing attack now as it was in Week 5. They had good success running the ball against the Patriots in Week 5. Will they have success this week, considering Milton Williams is not in the game, which he was in the first game? That has me a little bit concerned. The Buffalo Bills secondary was ranked the best secondary against the pass in week five. Guess what? They're still ranked the best passing defense going into week, 15 that they're in. So there's a lot of the same things are still kind of there that you have to deal with. The running game, the secondary being a ball-hawking secondary. They were, in a way, to win that game by 3 points, meanwhile winning the turnover margin by two. It was a close game. It's going to be a tough, tough game, and I wish maybe that the the Bills had lost that game last week. That maybe it would have had a different tone, but they're going to be ready to go. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. There was some, I felt like that team hit a little bit of a lull there, but it seems like they've bounced back. So this is a humdinger of a game. I love it. It's going to be a fun matchup. I can't wait for the game to start, but going back and looking at the results in that first game, I think is worth a peek when you're trying to figure out how this game on Sunday is going
to
look.
One thing I hope the Patriots don't try to do, Cincinnati had no success doing, throwing on the outside with Ja'Marr Chase versus Christian Benford, that he had one catch until late in the third quarter when they decided to switch Ja'Marr Chase over into the slot, got him on the outside.
Yep.
Now, Benford obviously made an enormous play because he relocated and kind of covered Chase on the slot, made that incredible pick. But they had no success doing that. And as far as Josh Allen and their run game goes, James Cook, so long as he doesn't turn the ball over, has been dynamite all season. And late season Josh Allen is the Josh Allen that says, oops, it's not open, the hell with it, I'll run it myself. Because he saves the runs up for late season. That is an element of the game. He didn't do as much the first game, Ted. Now you're going to have to look for, okay, the 7 yards, I'll go get it. The 9 yards, I'll go get it. The 40-yard scramble for a tutty, I'll go get it.
Yeah, they're going to have to devise a plan to, because they spied him in the first game. Spying him is, to me, it's ineffective. I think you should do, because there's, four guys rush, and if the lanes are wide enough, Josh Allen can beat whatever Christian Ellis, Robert Spillane, Marte Mapu, whatever spy they put on him, with all that space, once he gets through the first line, it's very difficult to catch him. It just is. So I think a strategy would be better is to play a lot of cover one, where you rush five guys and you do like a muddle huddle. It's kind of what the Falcons did to the Patriots when they sacked Drake May six times in that game and intercepted him once, where you basically pinch the edges so the walls come in around them, and then you make sure that you're very, very lane conscious when you're rushing. You don't do a lot of twists, a lot of stunts to get out of kind of create these big gaps, and just kind of close the walls in on them, and then play cover one behind it, man to man, so the ball doesn't come out fast. To me, that would be the way to do it. But he will beat you with your legs, and it's demoralizing for defense. You mentioned, Fitzy, Christian Benford. All right, this guy is playing out of his mind right now. He's got two touchdowns in the last two games. He had a 63-yard pick six versus the Bengals. In the last two games, he's combined for two TDs, two interceptions, one fumble recovery, and one sack. He also allowed zero catches across 16 matchups versus Ja'Marr Chase. He's held Chase, Abuka, DK Metcalf, and Drake London to zero catches. And at a minimum, he had 10 matchups for each of those guys at a minimum, and still held all those guys to zero catches. So that is a guy. And the good thing about the Patriots, they don't have like just one go-to guy. So wherever they put Benford, you might put him on, Steph Diggs on one play, but so what? They'll go to Hunter Henry. It's very difficult to kind of match up against the Patriots, because you never know who's going to be highlighting the offense from week to week.
You mentioned the first game, Steph Diggs had a huge game. I forgot what it was, 110 yards, 10, 11 targets, bunch of catches. And people were wondering, well, was it because it was Buffalo, his former team? Was there a little, prove something to the former team? How much of a factor do you think he is in this game? Is he the number one receiver? Is that an issue you're talking about there? Or is he just get in where he fits in?
I think he wants to be a part of the game plan, a big part of it. So my guess is he will be highlighted. My guess is he will be the emotional kind of, go-to guy before the game to get guys fired up. That's what I think. So my feeling is he will try to have as much of an impact in this game as he did in the first game.
The other thing you mentioned, man coverage. And if you're going to play man coverage, we saw it last week. The poor Bengals corner that was running down the field and had no idea that Josh Allen was running right behind him for a 40-yard touchdown. That's one of the gives and takes, right? If you play man coverage and you're running with the receiver down the field, Josh Allen could be. Is there a concern there? Do they mix in the zone of that?
Yeah. Yeah, you could. But if you're going to play man, then you better make sure you are very conscious of your rushes. Do not go behind the quarterback. Do not do twists to open up big seams there so that he stays in the pocket. You cannot let him out of the pocket if you're going to play man-to-man.
Who's the Bills wide receiver that you would fear the most that you'd want to actually play man on or even double up? Like you've got Shakir.
Kincaid, to me, is the guy.
Yeah, I think it's the tight ends.
Kincaid.
Yeah. I worry more about Knox the tight ends than any other receivers.
Yeah, Kincaid, I mean, he had 100 yards against the Patriots. Like, quiet, 100 yards against the Patriots in the first game. So, yeah, that's the guy. I mean, he's basically a receiver dressed up as a tight end.
Right. And then the other thing is James Cook, he's having a better year than I even knew. I just looked at their stats. I did not know he had 1,300 yards at this point. I knew he was having a good year, but four games to go. You're talking about a guy that could have 1,800 yards, depending. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots' run defense, we've seen it get more.
They're third in the NFL in run defense right now. They were at keeping teams to 70 yards a game. Now they're up to 90 yards a game.
Yeah, they've trended in the wrong direction. It started with the guy in Tampa. He was the first, I think, 50-yard running back. Then Chase Brown hit him, and it's now they seem a little more susceptible on the ground, and they're going against the best rushing attack in the National. Yeah. Is that a concern now?
Yeah.
Because we had accepted the run defense as maybe, like, the best part of the team early in the year. Yeah. We thought they were just, you know, piss and vinegar, show up, do their job, go home. Now it seems like they're a little more questionable.
Yeah, I mean, I I'm always concerned about run defense. You know me, so
yep,
definitely that's a concern. The red zone defense is a concern. They're the Patriots still defense. Although they've improved in a lot of different categories, the one they have not is red zone defense. They still are dead last in the red zone, almost 75% of the time giving up touchdowns. The Bills are one of the best red zone offenses, so. Something's going to give there. You know, just Josh Allen's ability to run in the red zone is dangerous. So, look, don't let him in the red zone, and you'll have a better chance of winning this game. Once they get in there, I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah, you mentioned it. 12 rushing touchdowns for Josh Allen. We talked about it yesterday when we were talking about Drake May, what we want to see more from him in the red zone. When you're close to the goal line, he can be a weapon for you. You could argue that Josh Allen is the best red zone weapon there is in the NFL.
No doubt.
Right? He's built like a big tailback. He's built like your LeGarrette Blunt, right, who could just blow through a QB draw.
Built like a tight end.
Or he can run to the edges and then do the little tiptoe thing. Am I throwing it? Am I running? Am I throwing it? Am I running?
Yeah.
You pick, and I'll tell you how I'm going to beat you on this play. So that's going to be a challenge for them.
Also, you got to look at kind of not only the stakes, but who's more motivated in this game? Who's more motivated and why?
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, if the Patriots can't be more motivated to win their first AFC East championship.
Who needs the game more?
Well, Buffalo needs it more.
So they're in theory, they are going to be more motivated because there's more on the line for Buffalo. Yeah, the Patriots, if the Patriots don't win this weekend, they can still win the division. That doesn't mean the division is they can wrap it up or they can lose this game. They got a two-game lead on Buffalo. So, yeah, you can wrap it up. So there isn't pressure as much on the Patriots as there is on the Bills.
And for Josh, like we've talked about, Brady was maniacal, and does Patrick Mahomes have that maniacal? If you believe Josh Allen is one of those competitors, I don't even care about the standings. I don't think he's ready to give the torch to Drake May and the Patriots and just, you know what I mean? Like this game, as much as in the standings, also means you got swept by the Patriots. You are Josh Allen. You're the reigning MVP. You won the division 5 years in a row. And then all of a sudden, this second-year quarterback comes in and sweeps you?
You know what I loved? One of the things, many things I loved about Tom, playing with Tom, is he got more like this later in his career. But if there was a young hotshot that he was going up against, the talk of the town, the bell of the ball, it was almost like he wanted to make sure that that player got an ass whooping and and would limp out of the stadium after he played Tom because – don't forget, kid, I'm still the it guy. So your time isn't yet. It might be there someday, but I'm still the guy. I'm curious if Josh has that same attitude in this game.
So along those lines, the, you know, maybe Drake May, keeping him in line, you know, teaching him a lesson. Obviously, that's the Bills' defense, which has not been great. They're a kind of a mediocre defense. That pass rush, you got Bosa.
Number one pass defense, though, in the league.
And we had, like, it's almost like we've accepted that the line is fine right now. Like, 2 weeks ago, we were all worried about the line. Then they had a good enough performance against the Giants. How do we feel about that matchup of Vadarian Lowe? Jared Wilson's back on the practice field, so maybe he's back at left guard. How do we feel about that matchup against this defensive front?
I'm not that worried about it because you can scheme around it. You can you saw what they did. They chipped. They had help. You know, they got the ball out fast. The fastest release time for Drake May was last week against that vaunted Giants front. They got to him, what, twice? But they were really non-factors. So you can negate that. We saw by game planning it, by making sure the ball comes out fast. So I'm not that worried about it, Andy. I mean, and Ed Oliver, their best defensive lineman, he's been hurt for almost over a month, and he's been out all season. So Ed Oliver was in that first game against the Patriots. He is not going to be in this game, and that's a huge loss for the Bills. So I'm not as worried about the front with this, against this offensive line.
Let's mix in the phone calls here. Go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to David. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. As always, great show. You guys are awesome. You really touch everything the way it needs to be. And we, as fans out here and listeners, we appreciate that. So
thank you.
You're very welcome. So on the game this weekend, I am a little concerned. If the weather turns out to be what it's looking like, you know, as we know, unfortunately, Drake May does not have a lot of experience with bad weather. But one advantage I find that the Patriots have over the Bills is they have a running game. So if they need to turn to that, we all know the Bills don't have a running game, but like you guys were just talking about, Josh Allen is a threat in the red zone. You know.
Thanks for the call, David.
Yeah, Dave. I think maybe he got that backwards. He doesn't realize what he was saying.
So,
but it's the Bills that have the best rushing attack, and the Patriots very much a subpar rushing attack.
James Cook has 1,300 yards rushing, a 5.3 yard average.
Yep.
Second is Josh Allen coming up on 500 yards rushing, 5.6 yard average.
How do you call that a rushing attack?
20 rushing touchdowns between them. So
I'm going to give him a pass. Dave,
yeah, it happens.
Dave, I think maybe got the teams mixed up.
We all mix things up every once in a while. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tony and Revere. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. What really scares me is this guy, Christian, is it Benford?
Benford, Buffalo?
Yeah, I didn't know that much about him. Where did he go to college? Anyway, I didn't hear that much about him.
I think he went to Auburn, perhaps.
I'm not sure. But
you got anything else, Tony?
Sure. But anyway, he's good, and he's on a really affordable deal.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony.
Where'd he go to college?
It's called Google. It's called AI. It's called ChatGPT. It's called Chip, if it's
Wow, went
Stiz.
To Villanova.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Hey, don't look down your nose at FCS football, baby.
I just didn't expect.
CAA.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Let's go back to the phone lines to Richard in Salisbury. What's up, Richard?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are we doing? All right?
Good. Man.
Hey, I've been working on this for a while, and I wanted to save it for your show. I listen to EI all day long in the car for work, and I love listening to your show in the afternoon. I got a nickname for Drake May, and. You know, I was thinking DM10, but I got something better.
Okay.
I'm thinking back from Talladega Nights. How about Shake and Bake Drake?
All right, thanks for the call, Richard. What do we think? Shake and Bake Drake.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Do you like
Wait a minute. It's not worse than Drake May.
Correct.
Correct. We're listening. We're still listening.
I'm not going to just outright dismiss it. I'm going to put it on my shoulder, let it percolate there, and give me a couple days, and then I'll get back to you.
I also feel like Shake and Bake kind of falls in line with Skip and Rip. There's I don't know what it's called there, poetic something there. Yes, Dan Ball?
Doesn't Shake and Bake imply a duo? So is this Drake May and Will Campbell that they're Shake and Bake?
That's what it does imply.
Oh.
I almost think like if he had his go-to receiver.
Yeah, he doesn't yet. You're
right. If you had a number one, far and away, the number one receiver, it would be a shake and bake with his number one receiver.
Josh Allen strikes me as more of a shake and bake guy, as in he cooks and also he shakes guys off of him, or just flat out just shoves them off of him when he goes on his runs.
Does he have a nickname?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think Josh has one.
Mr. Awesome?
Josh Allen Allen?
No, I haven't heard that either. It's funny. The great quarterbacks, the nicknames are not.
Who's he married to?
Haley Steinfeld.
Mr. Seinfeld. That's his nickname.
That is a good name. If you were Ted Johnson, the middle linebacker, you could yell at him from across the ball. Mr. Steinfeld, how you doing? Where's your wife tonight?
Boy, gosh, I wish I was playing Sunday. Dang it.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to work in your phone calls, reacting to the news of the day, building up the Bills-Patriots game, but also complaining about the fact that the Red Sox did not land Pete Alonso. Up next, we're going to talk to Angry Lou Maloney, get his thoughts on Alonso, the pivot point, everything else, and QB under the tree. The gift of Angry Lou, the gift of an autographed football. That's all next here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WEEI. Girls and boys, it is time for us to give away another fancy football.
Folks, it's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My boy squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. Call the contest line. The contest line right now, 617-931-0937, and have the play call from the Greg Hill Show this morning. And you're going to get the football that Fitzy is working his way over to get and unwrap. Another reminder that customers can order their premium freshly cut setup service, lighting service, tree recycling service, all at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston. You hear that wrapping paper. We teased it. I think it's going to be a good one. Whatever that thing is you really wanted as a kid, this might be that present right now.
Here we go.
Fitzy, you got it open. You got it open. What is it?
Oh!
A ghost.
Oh, that is a Tom Brady.
TB12, wow. Baby.
Tom Brady autographed football going to caller number 10 if you have that play call from this morning on the Greg Hill Show. That's the greatest footballs right there. That's a goaf right
there. That's a goaf.
That's a good one. The Drake May one's nice, but That's the guy with the big zipper from TV on Fox this weekend when I was watching a game.
That's the guy that sells air fryers.
He's a pretty impressive guy. Let's go back to the phone lines while they work the lines in the back room before we get a winner. Programming note, Lou Merlone is backed up a little bit. I think there was a little schedule change with Breslow. Lou Merlone now 4:45 here on WEEI Afternoons. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to GC in Maine. What's up, GC?
Hola, Curries. GC here. Hey, I just want to say one thing. People, you know, like to compare Drake to Josh. One thing Josh never had the I guess he never could do, he never took the East from Brady. He kind of had to wait for Brady to go to Tampa and then kind of, you know, took over like the leftover, so to speak. But Drake, in only his second year, now he's got the chance to take the East back. And like Brady says, most games are won like in 6 inches between the ears. I don't think Josh Allen has like the smarts. I've never been worried about him as like a challenging competitor because of the brain aspect of the game, if that makes sense.
All right, thanks for the call, GC.
I don't think Josh Allen's a dumb dumb.
I don't think he's a dummy. He makes some dumb plays sometimes. He takes some dumb chances sometimes, Ted.
That would be a definition of a dummy.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's just that Brett Favre gunslinger.
It's part of your football acumen and being smart and knowing where, you know, the situation, what you got to do. There are plays, not in that last game, but there are plays that you could highlight this year that you go, oh man, that's second year Josh Allen right there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What was he thinking doing that? Like he's trying to do too much. Like he feels like he doesn't have enough. So he's got to go the extra. And that's when he makes bad decisions. So, you know, he's and a lot of the times when he leaves the pocket, it's like a clown car. Like everybody's, you know, he's like running around as a fire drill back there, just not smooth about it. Kind of just waiting to get injured, waiting to throw a bad pick. There's still that kind of early Josh Allen in this Josh Allen. So yeah, it's still in him.
All right, special ball. We got to do something special. We're going to go to the phone lines. David in Watertown. How we doing, David?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We are not doing as well as you. I understand that you knew the play call and you got yourself a new Tom Brady autographed football.
Yeah, I did. Made my day.
Well, we're very happy to give that to you. Congratulations. And thank you for listening
thanks
this
for
morning
listening.
To get the play call. Thanks for listening to call in and have a Merry Christmas.
Oh yes, I mean, I guess must love the show.
All right, thanks, David. That's awesome.
Can you read Tom Brady's signature on that one? Does it say 12 on it? Can you see the
I don't
number?
Think there's a 12.
Nope.
That definitely looks like the signature on the TB12.
What am I missing? When did we stop putting our numbers on our signatures?
Or the Super Ted, do you when you do your autograph, do you put the Super Bowls that you won?
Of course.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Tom Brady won too many. Gets exhausted.
His hand would hurt so much.
What's 7X SB champ?
That's
what's
what
so
I
hard? That's I know that's okay. That's a lot for him that signs a lot of footballs. But for me, you know, I'm going to put that 3-time SB in there. Yeah. Kidding me?
Either way, it's a cool football that David in Watertown just got himself.
Tell you what, if the Patriots play with David from Watertown's energy on Sunday, hat and T-shirt.
Well, you know, he's a stability. He's stoic.
Sure.
He didn't want to go all crazy on the radio. Something that GC brought up, though, is interesting. That idea that Josh Allen didn't really take the division from Brady. He kind of took over when the opening was there. This was a big NBA thing for a while. Remember, it was like, you know, the Pistons Jordan had to go through the Pistons. You didn't just like go right to the top. You had to, the Pistons would knock you down a couple times before you took over for the Pistons. And there was sort of that hierarchy. Drake May, if he sweeps Josh Allen, he kind of took the division from Josh Allen.
Yeah, this year, but Josh Allen, he just needs help. He needs help on defense. Maybe the coaching. I mean, look, he's still young. He's still got a lot of great football in him. I'm not, I just think, just because he might, you know, they might have their number this year doesn't mean next year they can't reload and be the big dogs again in the AFC East.
And the reaction. I mean, we saw the 07 Patriots that were a reaction as to the way 06 played out. And then they go out and get Moss and Welker, right? Like we were talking about it yesterday with Patrick Mahomes. How does he react? How does Reed react? How do they reset? And what does that look like in terms of roster or whatever they bring to the – same thing could be true in Buffalo. If they have a disappointing season, I'm not a huge Sean McDermott guy.
Yeah, I'm not either. And you wonder if they just, you know, the way they kind of you saw Drake play last year. At least I saw special elements in his game. Maybe other teams looked at it. I won one game, the 11 games he started. That the Buffalo Bills weren't that really aggressive in free agency, that they didn't seem to be have a sense of urgency last year. If Drake's able to win a division and Patriots win a division, I think the sense of urgency will be different this offseason.
They've tried to make some moves in season, and they've had those players like Darius Slay flat out reject them. So Buffalo just yeah. It doesn't feel like you made your three-point stance about how this season feels special for the Patriots. This season thus far hasn't felt so special for the Buffalo Bills when Chiefs have fallen, Hard Knocks focuses on them. Everyone was pointing their arrows towards this being the Chiefs' year. It's been a more frustrating year
Chiefs
for them thus
Bills.
Far.
Chiefs
for
or
the Bills.
Yep.
Yeah, well, the Bills, I look around the league, like we're talking about the AFC and how Burrow might not make it. Mahomes, this should be the year Josh Allen's licking his chops,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
And you're looking up the division at Drake May, correct. And Bo Nix is out in Denver. They're going to be the one and the two seed, mm-hmm. and you're going to be on the road and doing this. Just it's an interesting year in football for the teams that were supposed to be good and the teams that weren't supposed to be good. 617-779-7937. Ted, your guy's calling. You want to go to Dedham? You want to go to Dedham for your boy, Pauly?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
he's got a little
yeah.
something for you. Let's go, Pauly. What's up,
Pauly?
Hey, Teddy, that reminded me of a story. You talk about Tom Brady,
yeah.
would take the up-and-coming guy in there and make mincemeat out of him. It reminded me of Tom Brady was like Raging Bull, Part 2. Ever see that movie, Story of Jake LaMotta? Probably one of the fiercest fighters of all time, New York City. Tough guy. Now, there was an up-and-coming, talented, pretty boy in his weight class, and LaMotta was going to fight him. And his wife mentioned about, he's pretty good, I guess. I mean, he's a really handsome guy. Jake LaMotta stepped into the ring. He was determined to beat that guy to within an inch of his life, and he did, and ended his career. And that was Tom Brady. You know, the bigger and badder you were, the harder you fell. You fell. You know what I'm talking about, Jerome.
Thanks for the call, Pauly.
Such a great story.
It is a great story. When Pauly tells stories, I listen, because it always ends with, not today, Jerome. Not today. But yeah, there was a killer instinct in Brady when he just didn't like these young guys coming into his stadium and showing them out. So he did, just like Pauly said, they made mincemeat out of them.
Well, that's where those special people. It's the remember the Jordan and the Last Dance, and I took that personally. Mm-hmm, he came over and talked to me at dinner, and I took that personally. He didn't come over and say hi to me at dinner. I took that personally. Like, almost whatever you do, he's such a maniacal competitor that he's going to take it personally yep. and use it against you,
yeah.
right? Like,
yeah.
And that's why they are two of the greatest, mm-hmm. handful of athletes of any sport that ever walked the planet. I love this subject line. So when a caller says there's a point that no one is talking about, I'm always intrigued by that thought. Mm-hmm. So, Bill in Belchertown, what are we not talking about?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Teddy, you might be able to help me with this, but okay. I looked up and the teams that went 8-0 on the road, and there's specific things about that. I guess it's a great airplane ride all the time home. It's only been done 8 times in the history of football. The Patriots did it twice, and of the 8 teams that did it, 7 made it to the Super Bowl. And the Patriots won one and lost one. So if the Patriots win all the road games, they win in Baltimore, they win in New York, they're assured to go into the Super Bowl with 8-0 road record. Then they're going to go home to Miami, and Miami's 0-12 in the last 12 games they played under 40 degrees. And so there's your road to the path. And if they lose to Buffalo, that doesn't matter, because if they win their 2 road games, they're in.
Thanks for the call, Bill. So if the Patriots go undefeated on the road, mm-hmm. finish out the schedule.
6-0 thus far.
They're going to the Super Bowl. They're special, like I said earlier, right?
Seems that way if statisticals are or history is to be any indicator.
Just got to finish the job. I'm not sure the Bills game is one you just pencil in as an easy the Ravens game is one you just pencil in. I know they're not playing great, but I don't overlook the Ravens.
If Lamar even makes it to the game.
That's a good point. And if he's even their best quarterback right now, the way he's playing. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to the Red Sox, building up for the Bills. But up next, we're building up for Lou Maloney. Angry Lou. What does he think of Pete Alonso and what the Red Sox are doing or not doing? That's next here on WE.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
EI. Back here at WEEI Afternoons, and before we get to Lou Maloney, it is time for the play call that you'll need tomorrow morning, Greg Hill Show, 7:30, for our next QB Under the Tree giveaway. And today's play call is Switch 14. That's Switch 14, Ted Johnson. You like that play call?
Never, not once have I heard that ever called, ever. So I don't know who's coming up with these play calls. I've never heard of any of them. But that's a different deal, so it doesn't matter.
All right, let's go to the guest line where our guy Lou Maloney joins us from Florida. Mr. Maloney, how we doing?
Well, I'm starting to drink heavily.
There you go.
Yeah, me too.
There's
me
our
too.
Lou. Yep.
Getting that plane ride home and just a quiet winter meeting. You always hope it kind of gets some action. I thought maybe there was because there was some coming into it, but not much going on, especially in the Red Sox end.
Just to put a bunch of nips in that carry-on.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be just fine.
Yep, you'll feel better soon. But I think you and I shared a brain the other day on Twitter. It was Schwarber goes back to Philly, and it's like, okay, this is fine. It's just Alonso or bust. Well, now it's not Alonso, so what does bust look like?
Yeah, it's the minute he found out Baltimore like offered Schwarber, basically matched what he went to Philly, he just said, well, there's your market for Alonso.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they've been they're gonna offer that to Schwarber. Why won't they offer that to Alonso? And basically it was. They gave him $5 million. So I don't know, you know, listen, I wanted one of those two guys because obviously it's instant power tool. But, you know, is it bust after that? Like, you know, there's still some players here that you can add. You can add a couple of bats to kind of improve this top and middle of the order that can make you a good baseball team. You don't have that elite tool of power. Those are those two guys. The other guy is Gino Suarez. I'm not a big fan, to be honest with you. I know he's got potential, but it's not consistent. There's a ton of strikeouts. He doesn't play a position. So for me now, I just sort of look back to, I want Alex Bregman. You know, I want defense. I want contact. I want 20 to 25 home run potential. I want to find the same thing at first and go from there.
Lou, going back to Pete Alonso, just real quick, you said, you know, kind of the Schwarber kind of set the market for Pete. And so it was a pretty simple kind of contract to get done with Pete if he wanted it. But reports are that they went way under what Pete Alonso actually got. So the two things that come to mind for me is, well, did they really want the guy if they severely kind of underbid, or did they completely misread the market? What is it, one of those things to you that happened there?
Yeah, I think the Red Sox sort of, Yeah, you're right. It's one of those things. Yeah, we like the player. Well, obviously not enough.
Right.
Right. Like, and this is part of the whole thing of getting uncomfortable. Do we think 4 years, $100 million is probably what he's worth because he is probably a DH? But, you know, that's great. You can think that. But if that's the case, then you really don't want him because that's not going to come close to getting it done, you know. So it's like, yeah, nah, it was funny. I talked to somebody else from New York, and they were just kind of talking about him. It's like, you know, he's a DH, and the Yankees kind of, I mean, the Mets rather, they're not bringing him back. I'm like, what does that say? You know, because he does have 45 homers in that lineup. Why wouldn't they bring him back? And he's like, I just don't see Craig Breslow giving a one-dimensional guy who doesn't run, play defense, he hits home runs, $30 million for five. And I'm like, well, that's what it's going to take. And it was, and they just, they weren't willing to go there. So, do I know what the plans are? No. Does anybody know what the plans are? No. Because it's a very small circle of trust in that GM room of Craig Breslow. And so that's why these reports that come out, I don't believe any of them because I think they're all coming from other teams or agents.
Which is crazy, but, you know, that is what it is. So, Lou, what about Bregman?
Yeah.
Seems like there was that talk that maybe they'd be able to bring him back. And then last week, I believe, there was the report they've now shifted focus. He's their number one priority. Do you think there's any more movement on that front? Because it feels like since he's a Boris guy, they're kind of painting themselves into a corner, and now Bregman and Boris have the leverage.
Yeah, for me, it's almost like last year, too. It's like they got Alex Bregman because Bregman almost waited for Boston to move, you know, and to offer him a deal he's willing to take. And I think, you know, Bregman wants to be back here, but I think when you look at his mark, you start wondering what it is. And this could come down to the issue. The Red Sox like these players, but they like them at their price. They value these guys. And if you continue to do that, you are not going to get these guys, right? So they may slow play this thing. And that's why I think part of the rumors, too, to be honest with you, with him interested in every single infielder might be to shake up that camp a little bit. Because I do think Alex wants to come back, and he doesn't want to hear the Red Sox involved in Isak Paredes or Ketel Marte or whatever it may be. And they may be separate deals anyways, but they have to be willing to kind of get a little uncomfortable in terms of what they want to give per year and how many years.
Nesson and WEEI's Lou Merlone here on WEEI Afternoons. Lou, so you just said, oh, there's a couple bats out there, and we've already seen a couple pitchers come in. We all started the offseason thinking Joe Ryan and a big bat. Is it now quantity over quality then?
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on if you think, like, you know, a guy like Ketel Marte or Alex Bregman, it's like, you know, is it more of a complete player better than a guy that can pop 45 homers, you know, and you can sit in a room and argue that all you want. So you can still get two impact guys to hit this in the 2-3 range for this lineup, I think. You know, it's just a question of is one through trade, is one through free agent signing. It's just a question of, like, where they go from here. They have to go somewhere. Like, you don't you have Roman Anthony, you know, let's say call it, you have a leadoff hitter, and then you have like 5 through 9 covered with potentially Story hitting somewhere in that top five, but still, that's what you have. You have huge holes in your lineup.
So trade market, right? I mean, that's the next logical thing is the trade market, Lou. I mean, there's deals out there that we had probably have no idea because we don't know who they're interested in on other teams. But I mean, is that the next, really the only move they have left to get the middle, you know, bat that they so kind of desire and covet? Is the trade market the way to go?
Yeah, I think you could. I think the Marte thing is real. I think there should be interest in him. I think he's kind of all around, probably the best second baseman in the game, switch hitter, really good defensive guy that can hit for some power. So I think that's real. It's just that, you know, we hype up our prospects so badly that I think what it would take to get him, people are like, no way. And I say all day because I'm trying to improve the big league team. You know, you create depth and you just get into this hoarding idea, and like, you know, the people in Boston, they just love these prospects. Not everybody's Roman Anthony, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, not everybody's Pedro Martinez. And it's sort of like you have to start giving up a little bit, and it could hurt, but you can get one of the better second basemen in the game, if not the best. So I still think that's real. We'll see if they dive in. I like the kid Okamoto, the Japanese, if they want to dive back into that first baseman, third baseman model, just because of the profile is just kind of in that Bregman kind of range, right? Like, he can play defense, he makes contact, he hits 25 home runs. I mean, this is where we're at right now, right? Because the elite power is off the table.
Last we saw, Lou, as far as the pitching went, Sox were starting a kid who had just been called up a few weeks ago in the third and final game of a wild card series. So pitching needs a little work as well. so far, picked up Oviedo and Sonny Gray. What do you think about what they've done as far as pitching acquisitions thus far? And anyone you have your eye on going forward?
Listen, I like Sonny Gray, okay? It's just that I thought you were going to get your Chris Sale to go with David Price. I thought you were going to get a guy for four or five years to go with Garrett Crochet, not one. And that's kind of what Sonny Gray is. I think for 2026, I think he's a good pitcher. Oviedo's kind of more upside. Bayo is in the mix. There's guys like Patrick Sandoval and Cutter Crawford. And, you know, there's six names right there. And then you're not even mentioning Early yet. So it's, you know, the depth is there. There's potential, you know, as long as you have Crochet healthy on top of that rotation for it to be still a very good rotation. But, depending, if you don't spend on the bats, you do wonder if they take a path and try to load up on this rotation for one more big piece.
So, Lou, is it my understanding Breslow had some media availability? Did you hear him speak?
Yeah.
What was his message? What did he have to say?
You know, it's when a GM sits in front or a manager sits in front of the media during these things, they don't say anything. They really don't. I mean, it's like, well, we can't talk about free agents. We can't talk about pursuit. We're interested in this guy. We're interested in that guy. So, you know, it's hard to read between the lines, you know, with a lot of it because they just, like I said, this front office, they don't give you much, right, publicly. And it's why when you come down here, you have to sift through, like, all the crap that you hear and the rumors. You got to shower four or five times a day just to feel clean and just sort of go with it and wait for something to happen so you can react to it rather than trying to predict it because it can be extremely unpredictable.
All right, before we let you go, one last question. I was reading some of the Cora comments from yesterday, and was it reality or crap when he was talking up Willy or Abreu? You and saying something to the effect like he could be the guy, he's going to hit more against lefties this year and maybe he could be quote the guy. Is that reality? Can he be your guy for a power hitter?
Yeah, he can be. It'd be nice to have like more of a given next to it, but I do think that there is another level. I mean, last year you look at some swing and miss stuff out there numbers wise where it was like 28-30%. He cut it down to 24. If there's one more step and he makes a little bit more contact, and that average can climb to 270, and he can stay healthy, and he can, you know, he can pop 30 home runs. There's no question about it. And Roman's got some potential to do it as well. So Abreu has a chance to really be a special player if he takes the next step. Like elite defense, power, good athlete. So there's a lot of potential there. And that's why you'd like to see the veteran known player go with the potential of an Abreu, Roman, Sadon, Narvaez, these types of guys. You just don't want to rely on those young guys and just expect all of them to take the next step because that's just not realistic.
All right, Lou, safe travel.
Real quick, did you take the sticks down there, Lou? Did you play some golf while you're down in Orlando?
No, I didn't. We were right on a golf course, and it really killed me. Instead, I just walked up and down hallways just waiting for something to happen for three or four days, drinking about 48 cups of coffee.
Walking hallways and taking a lot of showers. Yep, very good.
That's the Lou Maloney experience at the meeting. Safe travels home. Enjoy the drinking if that's part of your future. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, boys. You got it. Anytime.
See you, man.
Lou Maloney from Nesson, and obviously
he wasn't that angry.
I was disappointed. No. Honestly,
well, he's kind of on the cusp of getting angry.
Yeah.
But he wasn't full out.
Or maybe he's had a couple drinks already and he's kind of mellowed out a little bit.
I think he's tired, Lou, right now. Yeah. Maybe he'll wake up a little more frustrated.
That would
tomorrow.
Be a very exhausting, I think, trip. Because you're just doing is talking to people and they're telling you lies and they're whispering lies in your ear and you don't know what to believe. That couldn't be fun.
Sounds like a visit to Washington, D.C.
Dan Ball?
And Lou is a fan just like we are, too.
Absolutely.
So it's exhausting from a professional side and a personal side because you're exhausted of, you know, what the result is.
And he's invested. He's going to do basically 140 games on either radio or TV next year. He wants to talk about a good, fun, entertaining baseball team.
As do we.
Yes, as do we. We want to talk to Alex Cora every week about a good, fun, entertaining baseball team. Not nitpicking who's playing first base or third base or, you know, how many lineups you've used so far through the season. So, all right, it's coming up on 5 o'clock, coming up on The Drive. Up next here, we will continue to break down whatever it is we think the Red Sox are doing or not doing. The Drive up next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.